It's been really good. You know, today was the first day of getting to do the media stuff. So talking to the media and that kind of thing, seeing what that world's like. But no, it was all good. I had some warnings from the coaches, you know, things to talk about, all that stuff. So I felt pretty prepared going into it, and I felt like it went well. But yeah, it's a new world when you enter that role for sure.
And I think by nature, good quarterbacks have a pretty good grasp of what they should or shouldn't share. You got to be pretty smart to be a quarterback, so most of them can talk well, and you're fitting right in already.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. So I'm going to start with this one. This is going to sound like a weird one. We had PJ on the podcast in May, so this was a little after spring ball was over, and it was pretty clear what was going, where we were headed with the quarterback position. And I said, hey, and he talked a lot about you. We know he likes you, but I tried to coax out of him, are you going to be the starting quarterback? Is Dre, you know, and he just, I mean, it, I think it looks to be the foregone conclusion, but he just isn't quite there to make the announcement yet.
Yeah.
So take me through your mindset on that and why you think your head coach is holding off on that.
You know, I think since he's been a head coach, he's always made the thing is spring ball sets you up to win the job, but fall camp is when you solidify it. And I think that goes for every position. You know, he's always, we dictate the depth chart, and no matter how good you are or who you are on our team, he always says you win your jobs on fall camp. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, always, obviously Coy Parrish is going to start for us, but like even Coy's got to go solidify his spot in fall camp.
Right.
Go outplay everybody.
He only started 3 games last year, by the way, which is weird, right?
It is weird.
Second team All-American.
It's
first
wild.
Team All Big Ten.
It's
3
wild.
Starts. But
yeah.
That is kind of how football is now with specialized groupings.
100%.
And, you know, all this stuff. And he had some other stuff going on with return game and all that. So anyway, this total sidebar. But you've basically been preparing yourself as if you're the starter, right?
100%.
Yeah, from the day Max Brosmer probably left to head to the Vikings till now and into the future.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I've been preparing myself, even when he was here, just preparing. You never know when your time's going to come. Like last year, I was making sure I was prepared. So if the opportunity came up, I was ready to take this team and win some games last year. So I feel like I've been preparing for the starter since I was with Max, and it's just carried over to now since I'm stepping into that role.
You got into a few games last year. You had 4 for 5 passing. You had a touchdown on that drive. Maryland, right? Was it Maryland?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Did you play? No, Maryland, you ended up not playing in that game. Because I think they were trying to see about the red shirt, right? They didn't want to get you past 4 games. So it was Rhode Island. You had the touchdown pass. How did that feel that first time to get out there on the field in front of a big crowd and then to have success with the drive?
Yeah. It felt really good. You know, when we got to halftime, I kind of figured I was going to play, and you kind of get that rush like, oh, I'm about to play my first college game. And then once I got out there, it almost just felt like the same emotion, same mindset as like stepping out there in high school. Like you just get in that locked in zone where you can't really feel anything. You only see the defense really, and your guys, like you're very honed in on what you have to accomplish on that play and your keys and what you're looking for defensively and what I need to do to make this play succeed.
In terms of just people getting to know you, because as a true freshman last year and as the backup quarterback, you're not going to probably get in the spotlight too much. So this is a first chance, really. I'm not saying, hey, here, make a first impression, but what do you want Gopher fans to know about you as a guy, as a person, as a kid, as a man?
Yeah, I'm a big-time family guy, big-time Christian, grew up in that world. Very relaxed, chill guy. Like, I don't like doing too much. I like getting outside and playing golf in the summer, but besides that, really just getting with my teammates, making sure I'm around them, going out to lunch with them, talking to my coaches, but just very, very chill. You know, I like to play a video game here and there, not too much, but I just kind of like my me time, you know, like being by myself, but also getting around people. You know, I think there's a good balance to that, making sure you're getting your own mental time and what you need for yourself, and then getting around your people and making sure they're good, and bringing everybody up around you as well.
Last year, PJ Fleck talked a lot about how Max Brosmer had to take the team and become a leader from day one. I know he took the guys down to the Atlanta area and different things. And some of that now falls on you and has fallen on you. And you took a little trip, right? And did some things. Take me through what that means as a quarterback, particularly one who's younger than some of the guys now you're trying to lead as well.
Yeah.
And how that progression has been for you.
Yeah, you know, I feel like I'm a very, like, easy guy to talk to. I feel like I just, like, genuinely just can kind of come talk to me about anything. So it's easy to gravitate towards that kind of guy. And especially the leadership role, you know, like developing that, it's just outworking everybody, making sure you're always in the building. So when people see that, you know, they start to gain respect, and then you get the spring ball. And before spring ball, we went to Atlanta too, and we trained down there. We saw Max down there as well, but then you get the spring ball, and at that time, it's like you just got to go perform, earn that respect from all the new guys. Like, they got to see you ball, you know? And then you get through that, and it's just like everyone starts to gravitate towards you as they've seen you play pretty good football, even though it's not necessarily a game, but how you practice is pretty much how you're going to perform in a game if you have the same mindset. So I try to keep that approach and just keep everybody around me close and take all those guys to whatever they want to do. And I feel like I'm a good mix, you know? Like, I feel like I obviously do lead by example. Like, if you're a quarterback, you have to lead by example. Like, you can't not lead by example and be the starting quarterback. So that's rule number one as a quarterback. You got to lead by example. But then as you develop, you learn what your strengths are. Yeah, and when the team needs something or we're not living up to the standard, I'm definitely going to say something, you know? But it's not in like a screaming at them way. It's more of like a, hey, let's get this together. Like, this isn't us, that kind of way, in a motivating way, inspiring way. I don't think it's right to always just yell and scream at people, because if I'm not doing something right, I feel like I don't always want someone to yell and scream at me. So it's more of just like that partnership and friendship and holding people to the standard more so. So I feel like I have a good mix of the leadership. Just, you got to feel the moment and feel what the team needs and just bring that to the team.